This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The DA says sex abuse evidence should play into the Menendez decision.
Where I land is that evidence should be considered by the judge. He should also consider rehabilitation evidence. He should consider all evidence that weighs on the issue of resentencing. We will be presenting our position in writing within the next 2 weeks.
It's February 24th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Coming up, as ICE raids ramp up in Los Angeles, local activists say they are going to interfere.
We patrol the city of Los Angeles. There were more than 150 of our members combing through the streets of Los Angeles looking for any potential ICE activity.
And who gets the blame for what's being described as disarray at City Hall? We'll follow up on the Friday shocker that left the fire chief fired. It's all coming up, but first this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. The new DA, Nathan Hochman, is really dragging out the announcement of his stance on the Menendez brothers case. He had a lengthy news conference on Friday, whose only real upshot was that he would oppose a new trial for them, which wasn't really proposed by the last DA, George Gascon, either. Hochman tells TMZ now in new comments that evidence of sexual abuse at the hands of Eric and Lyle Menendez's father should be considered when they make their case for resentencing. Hochman says the laws on resentencing let the judge consider that. But he says sexual abuse should in no way call the conviction itself into question. And the DA goes on to say he isn't the one who actually makes the decision here.
Ultimately, the judge makes the final call. So regardless of what the DA says or the defense says, it's the judge's call. And if he were to create a sentence that allows life with the possibility of parole, then it's the parole board's decision. And if the parole board grants parole, ultimately it's up to Governor Newsom to either affirm that grant of parole within 120 days or reverse it like he did with the parole grant for Sirhan Sirhan, the killer of Robert F. Kennedy back in 1968, where about 3.5 years ago, the governor reversed a grant of parole for that particular killer.
Interesting how George Gascon tended to put a lot of weight on his decision, saying he was the final decider, even though it really was, as Hochman says, the judge in the end. Hochman trying to make sure the judge is seen as the person making the decision. Hochman says he has not actually talked to Governor Newsom about the case. There were rumors all weekend that there were going to be large-scale ICE raids in Los Angeles, of the kind that we've seen in New York and Chicago and other cities. That got activist groups spun up. Turned out there was really minimal activity to speak of. We haven't gotten any official numbers. John Baird spoke with one of these activists who went out and tried to, you know, get in the way of what ICE was doing. Ron Gochez is with the group Union del Barrio.
I guess there were rumors that ICE would have big raids over the weekend.
Yeah, we know that it was reported that there was a document leaked and that there was possible raids that are going to be happening, massive raids happening here in Los Angeles before the end of this month. And there were some reports that they may start yesterday. And that's what we did yesterday. We patrolled the city of Los Angeles. There were more than 150 of our members combing through the streets of Los Angeles looking for any potential ICE activity. And early in the morning, at about 5:40 in the morning, our members identified two ICE operations. The first was in Alhambra, and the second one was in San Fernando. And they were able to successfully defend those communities from those ICE operations, and we're happy to report that nobody was taken in either one of those operations.
ICE has not commented on any specific operations that have gone down in L.A. FBI would only say it has been assisting ICE with immigration operations since late January. It was a stunner. We spent the whole podcast on Friday, the firing of the L.A. fire chief. And a lot of people are now taking aim at Mayor Bass's leadership after that. One political analyst, Hernan Molina, tells us insiders at City Hall think she's not really being served well by her closest advisors.
Based on what I hear and the people I know in the administration, some may have some experience at the local government level with municipal experience. But her closest advisors, I understand, have come with her from Congress and from her tenure here in California, not necessarily having the experience to manage municipal affairs. Last week, we saw in the LA Times the exchanges between her and Supervisor Horvath, who has been a local government elected official, who has been mayor of West Hollywood, a very small city, clearly, but nevertheless has been in local government circles.
They definitely seem frustrated with each other, but they both came out and said publicly they were putting that behind them. Molina says he hears the mayor relies on a very tight inner circle, most of whom worked with her when she was a member of Congress. Big difference between that and the business of governing a city. KNX News has reached out dozens of times since January 7th for an interview with Mayor Bass. Turned down or ignored each and every one of those times. There's another video out of a group of teens on bikes attacking someone, and now the police are investigating this incident Saturday afternoon at San Vicente in McCarthy Vista, not far from Fairfax. The cops say it was a group of 25, all between about 17 and 21. They attacked this guy when he apparently confronted them after they vandalized his car. Here's a witness talking to KCAL News.
And then it was extremely violent. They didn't care about his life. You could tell they were kicking him in the head. They were kicking him in the body.
Of course, by the time the police got there, the teens had all scattered off. The man had only minor injuries. It was getting better for a while, but it is happening again. For the fourth year in a row, toxic algae blooms are killing sea lions on the Southern California coast.
John Warner with the Marine Mammal Care Center in San Pedro says they've rescued 20 sea lions and counting in recent days. About 30 to 40% of them are dying.
We are seeing sea lions with clinical classic signs of domoic acid toxicosis throughout Los Angeles County. And then our partners in Orange County, in Santa Barbara and Ventura County and San Diego are all seen animals with domoic acid toxicosis symptoms as well.
Warner says this is not because of the toxic runoff from the fires.
That is a naturally occurring algae that we have seen off the shore of California since 1991. And while it's naturally occurring, it's exacerbated by human activities such as climate change, warming, surface temperatures, acidification, etc.
Symptoms include sea lions having seizures, tremors, foaming at the mouth, swinging their heads back and forth repeatedly, or getting stuck in a sphinx-like position. Anyone who sees a sea lion on a beach near people is asked to contact a lifeguard or call the Marine Mammal Care Center.
That's Emily Valdez on the sea lions. And now a story about bees. What is happening to them? Fewer and fewer in the state could hurt crops, including almonds. Ryan Burris is the president of the California State Beekeepers Association, and he talked about what is happening here.
Well, there's a lot of things that are going on, and a lot of these issues we deal with every single year. Number one is parasites. The varroa mite is the number one killer of colonies across the United States, not just because of what they do to the bee themselves when they're eating on them, when they're growing, but they're also a vector for viruses.
Due to the lack of hives, some beekeepers said there might not be enough bees left to pollinate almonds, which is the state's fifth most valuable crop.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
A grandmother from Arizona who was seriously hurt on the Harry Potter ride at Universal Studios has gotten more than $7 million awarded by a federal jury. Pamela Morrison had a crushed spine after she fell while getting out of Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey. This happened about 3 years ago. According to Law 360, the jury found the ride was dangerous. Universal Studios was responsible for her injuries, which caused debilitating back pain. Some more Universal news. After a 10-year run, Fast and Furious Supercharged, which is at the end of the studio's famous backlot tour, will close on March 10th. That was announced today. Attraction made its debut back in 2015, but as of now, we don't know what will be replacing it. They say that will be coming soon. Now, the Fast and Furious franchise isn't going away. They are now building Fast and Furious Hollywood Drift, which will open next year and become the park's first ever high-speed outdoor roller coaster. And that's the LA Local for Monday, the 24th of February, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all dozen dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app. Search for KNX News. And we're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.